Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and this is our one show a week, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, so stay tuned. We'll be going to the Lightship for physical healings in about 5 minutes. So you may have been noticing the timeline crashing if you felt strange or a little different during the week here. That's because the parallel lifetime, the alien timelines that they connect us to with mind control are being released here. So that's what you probably have felt a little different about. We're going to do a timeline crash right now. And we're going to do one for people who have poverty issues, okay? So here we go. And then we'll go to the Lightship. We'll do some healings before that. So just think, you have to mention, think about a poverty issue, drop down into your heart. And we're going to work with that right now. So here we go. Poverty, timeline crashing. This is what the aliens have brought to you to keep you disempowered. And this also works with your natal chart. Remember, these are all mind control energies that they give you. Here we go. Timeline crash. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there's some crashing there. You might start to feel it here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And wow, that's real heavy. We'll see people feel during this process here. Remember, this is poverty. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So, see how your body is responding. So if you feel a little bit lighter, you might feel like your poverty, say, spell against you, we'll say. The energy of the aliens that are keeping you in poverty is releasing from you. So, here we go. Let's do a mind-to-heart drop for everybody before we go to the light ship. And before that, let's just do the energizing of the light beam. So bring up the light beam on your screen because going to the light ship is live, and you must be live on the Saturday program to go. So here we go. We'll bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Go to Creation Lightship Healing on the BBS program. If you're brand new, just go on there, click on it, and scroll down about an inch or so on the scroll bar. Beneath the blinking flower, you're going to see the light beam. We're going to energize the light beam, bringing source energy into it. This is what created you. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Okay, so I'm going to do the mind to heart drop. This will bring you into your heart center. This you should be doing daily. I'm going to count from 10 to 1 backwards to bring you into your heart. So here we go, dropping down. And if you're sensitive, you can actually feel your thoughts drop into your heart. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you're now heart-centered. You're still on the timeline of the aliens, but you're out of time in their timeline. Now we're going to be going to the light ship, and you're going to feel a difference because being in the now on the timeline is completely different than being in the now in source energy. Two different systems completely. So you're going to feel disattached to everything once you go to the light ship. So here we go. You can bring your animals and pets with you if you wish. You can bring flowers. You can bring trees. You can bring a garden, plants, just not other people. They have to be live on this program. So here we go. And if you're listening to this show on a BBS archive, you'll feel the wonderful peace energy coming through the light being on your monitor screen. So we're going up. I'll count to five to command the energy. You're going to feel yourself being connected to the light ship. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Now, on the light ship, remember, the light only sees you in pure divine essence, sees you perfect, whole, and complete, regardless of what your physical condition is. So if you have a problem, you have to request a healing, because they cannot judge their creations. The light does not judge anything. The light has never created darkness. And the light does not have duality in its system. So you have to now speak up and claim what you'd like to have for a healing. So the first room we're going to go into is a room with wonderful pink energy. It's like a pink fog. And here comes this energy. I'll either count to 10 or use stronger to increase it for you down here. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow, that feels just wonderful. Remember, this is all heart-based energy. If you were to get out of your heart and try to go to your mind right now, which is almost impossible to do, you would not be able to figure this out because the mind, which is created by the aliens, which is the trap, which is the darkness, cannot figure out heart energy, knows nothing about it. So you're going to be able to feel all of these energies through your heart center, some of the places you can actually feel that. So let's go to another room. And on the light ship, there's light beings there. And I bring forth the ones that have a physical body that we can recognize from the earth energy here. So we're going to go into the beautiful butterfly room. And these are very large butterflies. Wingspan is looks like about 16 feet across. So here we go. Here comes the butterflies, and they're going to do healing with you. So again, you must request a healing because the light does not know what to do with you until you request a healing. Here we go, because they're not going to judge you. So you want to request a healing for your condition. So here comes the butterfly energy. Stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll go into another wonderful room. This is one of the water rooms. And in here are the golden whales. So here they come. So I'll count to 10. Request a healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll go into another room, another golden room. This is the room with all the gold energy. Here we go. And this is a golden waterfall room. So you might feel like a little mist around you of the water doing an aura cleansing on you. And this energy goes right through your body. So the golden waterfall room, stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into a room where they can work with our blood. This will be a room to purify our blood and also work with our liver. So if you would like that, request healing. Here we go. So one in this room here, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We're going to another water room, and a lot of people love having the dolphins come to them for healing. And here comes the dolphin. So stronger, stronger. You're in a pool of water. The water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And another water room is where the swans are. They're very, very peaceful. Very gentle beings. Here comes the swan energies. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I see some requests on the fast chat here. So Randall would like the centrifuge room. This room is where we get rid of negative habit patterns, addictions. So you want to request healing there. And what comes to you is an energy which we call the lack energy. The lack energy brings forth itself and resonates to everything of non-light, so or judgment. So whatever is in judgment in you, it'll help to release that. But you have to specify a condition, a situation, or an addiction. Here we go. So centrifuge room energy. So stronger, stronger. The room is spinning. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we have a request from Tom for the silver energy room, so here we go. We'll go into the silver waterfall, and here comes this energy. It's like a silver mist around us also. It does not actually touch your skin, but just flows through you. Here comes the silver energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll increase that for everybody. So you might actually taste silver in your mouth here. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go into another room, and this is the room where they have wonderful trees and flowers. So this is your choice here, and it's like a little forest setting. So we're going into the forest. So request healing. You might even see some fairies there. So here they come. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And since we're in this room, let's go into the room where they have the bees. So here comes the bee energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. into another room. This is in a different part of the light ship. This is where the light beings can give you some consultation, maybe as to why you have physical conditions and problems. So this is their maybe their psychiatric ward here. So here we go. You're in front of some doctors. They're helping you out with your conditions. So just request healing here, and they will help you out and indicate to you what you might need to have or need done on the light ship for the healings that you're going to be going into. So here we go. Here's the psychiatrist, we'll call him. So one, two, they're actually doing a body scan on you, which you have initially when you go to the light ship. So they're actually reading that to you, telling you what your problems are. Could be physical, could be, you know, genetic DNA stuff, which would transpire maybe into physical conditions. The mental energy is not completely present on the light ship. Remember, that's the darkness. So you may have some energies there from DNA, which could be coming forth in you, but the mind energy does not exist there. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the room where they have like a rainforest. I see a lot of ferns, beautiful flowers that are in full bloom. Here we go. So one, two, remember, request your healing. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll go into another room where they can actually give us some life force energy. This will be for nutrition. So we're going into what I call the food court. We're putting our hands on some special plates. These are golden plates. That's going to sample the energy in our body. We're doing that right now. That takes about 15 seconds. And now we're going into another location adjacent to this where they're going to actually energize our body for what it is missing or what it needs at this present moment. So remember, the light only works in the now. So here we go. We're in this room right now. It's going to be energized. I'll count to 10. You may feel your energy and your whole body shift. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So we'll go into another room, which is the volcano room. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a couple requests here. One is to go to the penthouse where the stars are, where they can do star healing. So these are stars created by the light, not like the ones that you see here on this planet that you look up and you probably actually see in a billboard. You're seeing the stars of the darkness, and they cord you, connect to you. So we're going to go into the penthouse, and these are stars that will help you, not the ones like you have here that are connected to you through your natal chart to cause you harm. So here we go. Don't be afraid of the stars and the light ship. So we're going there right now, and we're relaxing. You can call upon the stars to heal you. This is your choice. Here we go. Here comes the star energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And request your healing. We're going to go into one final room. This is the room where your spirit was created. So you can actually feel you with you and your twin flame energy is one. Remember, you're not a multidimensional being. You don't travel out to all different universes. You only have one lifetime in the present now. Only down here do you have that particular situation. So this is your whole spirit energy with you right now, unfragmented. We're going into this special room. It's in a whole different location on the light ship. Here we go. I'll count to 10, and you can actually feel your energy come into you. This is what I call love comes walking in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There you go. You're going to feel your spirit energy come right into your body right now. And this is how you should have felt when you were first born here on this planet, maybe in this lifetime. That should be your first incarnation, because then you were more whole than what you would be after your different incarnations here. Remember, force incarnations are what the dark side gives you. In the true light, you only have one lifetime, and you only go to one incarnation at a time. So I'll give you some silence here. We'll increase your spirit energy. And here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So I'll just be quiet here for about 20 seconds. Then we'll come back from the light ship after this. Okay, a little more of your spirit energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so now I'll come back from the light ship. So these healings are between you and the light being doctors. And you can talk with them right now if you wish about your healings tonight. You're in the special room, which we will call the orientation room. And they'll allow you to give information, to get information down here. You may not have it right now, consciously, but you may get it later on. So we're going to come back now. So our animals, trees, pets, flowers, garden is now going to be coming back with us. And I'll count to 5 again as the light ship disconnects source energy from you for the special healing session this evening. So here we go, coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody, we're back here now. And we'll see if our co-host is on, Annika. So are you out there tonight, Annika?
Yes, I am out here. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We are on Station 1, and we have some call-in numbers that you may use to call in for questions or requests from Ron. And those are toll-free number is 888-815-9756. And if you go to bbsradio.com, you will see three other lines on there. So I will just post them for you also on the fast chat. So great comments from everyone. Thank you so much about how you feel when you're up on the light ship. There's a lot of great stuff on there. Ron, just a quick one that I saw here. Jerry is asking, why does the spirit room cut off clones? Feel very complete, thanks, is what he's saying. Do you want to explain a little bit about that, Ron?
Yeah, a clone body has never been created by the light ship. And so the clone body, only thing that goes up to the light ship is your physical body that was created by the light. And it also includes your spirit. Does that include your different energetic bodies, like the emotional body, the feeling body, the mental body? Those are created by the earth spirit. So only thing that goes up to the light ship is your physical body and your own particular spirit. As much of either one of those can go up that is with you here on this planet, okay? Remember, the aliens abduct people and steal parts of you, your body and your spirit, your soul. So it depends how much of that can be brought up to the Lightship for healings. I think we have a caller online, so
yeah, it sounded
is there someone
like
out there?
Yes, hi, Annika. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So I had a question for Ron. Ron, is it a true concept that some of us know that we're light workers, we want to go to the light, and some of us know that we're in darkness and we don't want to go to the light, and some people are corrupted and they don't know if they want to go to the light or darkness because they're corrupted. But if you put an arc in these people, then they can decide if they want the light or if they want the darkness. And say that, I'm speaking about all the galaxies as far as we can see. So let's say that the Lightship puts arcs in these people, and it takes about 6 weeks for them to decide and the count to come in. Then after 6 weeks, we could evaluate and decide. So many people want the light, so many people don't. And if there's not enough people that do want the light, then obviously they're going to take these people to the Lightship, to the planet, the universe of light. And if there's not enough people interested, then they're going to crash. They turn the light switch off, which means they're going to crash and burn the galaxies, in my opinion. Is that basically a true concept?
Boy, yeah, very interesting. Well, first of all, you have to choose the light consciously and to connect to your spirit. So the first thing is connecting to your spirit so that you can do healings from your spirit to your physical body. So that's the main thing. So the first thing is to probably get your spirit whole and complete so it can help you out the most. The next thing is, are you able to use your spirit energy to heal your body? And then your body is connected to the light, but it needs to have your spirit with it so that it can be taken to the light, because your spirit needs to have your body in order to do healings. So if you want to have a healing done to your body, if you're not in your body and you are abducted by the aliens, we'll say, this is why I have the special clearing, in fact, two of those, the main one to get for everybody listening, if you haven't done this yet, if you don't want to be stuck here for another well, probably not even stuck here, to be put into the land of darkness as of this moment, okay? But what happened to all of you last time when Jesus came, somehow your body's information, the people talking to your ancestors at that time, you were all taken sideways to a dark side universe, much like they're talking about now with the 2012 Ascension, okay? That's a dark side plan on a timeline. Remember, on a timeline, there's, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of timelines, so that will take you and abduct you, and you may not ever be found by the Lightship. So if you would like to actually, you know, be found and go to the light with your spirit to get off the earth plane, which is why you have all these forced reincarnations, because you don't know the true facts, then you want to have your barcode taken off of your spirit so that the Lightship can find you. Otherwise, they will abduct you, and you could be gone. Remember, the Lightship comes and looks for light. You know, it's like you going out on a treasure hunt, right? Maybe we'll just say, like, for instance, when Easter comes, you know, young children go out on Easter egg hunts, right? Well, that's what the Lightship does. After it picks up all the eggs, we'll say, then that's it. It's done. If something stole the eggs, then it doesn't know where they are because it doesn't look for them typically, unless there's a trace of where the egg had an energetic cord going to it or something like that. But basically, you want to be able to be connected by the light. Otherwise, you're not. And your only link to the source energy is to actually be connected to the source energy directly, which is what we do in this program. So that's the reason why you want to have that healing so that the aliens will not abduct you again, taking you sideways. So as far as giving people a chance or the universe out there of light and non-light a chance to go into the light, that's always a possibility. If the beings listening here, maybe you have some aliens living inside of your body, which will be taken out tomorrow on our 8-hour call. Remember, they have shapeshifters, shadow bodies, clone bodies, etc. So some of these bodies can, the clones cannot go to the light whatsoever. because that's an artificial intelligent body. But the shapeshifters and the shadow bodies, the shapeshifters for sure can. The shadow body is a cloned body which cannot. Okay, so let me just clarify that. So a shapeshifter body that could be in you could go to the light. It can have its same life form that it has now, whatever it was created in the darkness, and it can be it can have a spirit put back into that life form that it has never had before. So it would be recreated in the light. And that's what the show is all about, is to have people have their body do that and also get these aliens out of you. So what you can go onto the website, maybe daily if you wish, do the alien life form darkness to light clearing. It will clean things out of you. Remember, the aliens know nothing about the light. So these are the ones that don't have a spirit or soul in them, which are normally controlling us. And when that happens, they have the opportunity to do that. So I don't know if I answered your question, because you had a lot of questions there, Larry. But the process is either you have to choose yourself if you want to get out of mind energy, get out of the alien control, which is controlling you, the planets, your natal chart. It's very, very simple. Either you want to do that or you don't. You know, what's the trade-off to you to live in peace energy versus to live in the drama, traumas of life on the emotional realms and lifetimes that are parallel lives that you should not be in? So it's actually your choice. So the light ship is here, just like it was here 2,000 years ago, to facilitate these healings. It's here for a short amount of time before ascension time actually occurs. When that time is going to be is hard to say, because the light does not have any predictions, does not work in the future, only works in the now. It does know about the past because it can read your genetics from the past, but it doesn't have any kind of thing that it can have prophecies on. Does not channel through anybody, because then it would be in judgment. So I hope I answered your question, Larry.
Okay, I guess we're on the right track. Okay, well, thank you, Ron.
Hey, you're very welcome, Larry. So
thank you
for calling.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah. So it was really interesting, actually. I just heard Larry mention an arc, and it just put the picture of the vessel of something that can help us out of where we have been, or you know, something like that. And I see that Bonnie is asking, so what is the main mission of Creation Lightship? And, maybe we can go into that, because it's always, even though you pretty much went through all that now, but for those that haven't heard it before, maybe we can put it in some simple terms for them, Ron?
Yeah, basically, in the universe of light that never created darkness, doesn't know darkness whatsoever, only knows the now, the dark energies came into the light for whatever reason, mainly probably to capture spirits of people. I use the word spirit. You may want to use the word soul. And to steal physical bodies, abduct them, and also to steal and harm spirits. So basically, your body and your spirit is a jeopardy, and the aliens are doing this to you. Very, very simple. The aliens should not be on this planet, period. Okay? Unless they want to show themselves and live in peace and harmony. There are aliens living underground, which are not typically interfering with us, which is okay, but the ones that are on the surface and the ones that we cannot see that are doing, you know, the alien ship clouds that you may see, the lenticular clouds, the flat-bottom clouds, you know, those have been in movies now since the 60s. Just get any kind of DVD or VHS and look at the movies, you're going to see these alien ship clouds around. But look at the large high mountains like Mount Shasta here. They're not here that often any longer, very, very infrequently now, because I take them out. But before, say, 8 years ago, Mount Shasta was known to have these wonderful lenticular-looking clouds. People really loved them. You go into the gift stores here, restaurants, and they have these postcards for sale. Well, they're not here any longer, hardly. I would say they're here probably about 5% of the time, but before it was a common occurrence to see lenticular clouds here. Those are the aliens coming to live off of the energy of the mountain here. So you will probably find these type of clouds on very, very high mountains. Mount Shasta is, I think, not quite 15,000 feet. So if you were to look at other mountains that are that high, the aliens normally, go to those to charge up their spaceships. So what are they doing? They're giving you mind control transmissions. So the light ship is here to get rid of the darkness out of the territory of light. And the premise of the light ship is free choice, free will, and you have one lifetime in the present moment. No trauma, no drama, you live in peace. And that's the way it is in the universe of light. And once you feel that energy by going to the light ship and have a few healings done, I recommend everybody to have the emotional clearing, the whole lifetime emotional clearing done so you can feel better about your life. So you're not recycling your past and things like this here. But the main thing is that the light gives you that peace energy. On this planet, it doesn't normally exist because you're being mind controlled. Remember, you're born under a bad sign, we'll say. You know, you're born under a sign in your natal chart, and they claim that you're going through spiritual advancements and trying to learn everything, etc. That's just a dark side program. That's forced reincarnation, which does not exist in the light. And I can go on and on and on, but that's basically it. The light's here to regain the territory of light so that it can do with the earth spirit the ascension process. This is true of all planets, all creations of the light, to go through this ascension process at the same occurrence at the same time. Okay, so whenever that's going to be, I don't know. But the Earth Spirit is desperately trying to collect its parts. So the light ship is helping to get rid of the aliens that are here to cause abductions, etc. So that's kind of what the whole thing is about. So hopefully I answered the question here without being too wordy. The light ship came 2,000 years ago when Jesus walked the earth to do the same process as we're doing right now. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so since you're talking about the forced reincarnation, which we have been stuck in because of the barcodes that have been put on us and one of them being the spirit barcode, I thought it's great if we can kind of explain a little bit about the difference. What is the spirit barcode and what is the difference with not having it for your own spirit? So JP is asking about that. If you have your spirit barcode done, as in have your spirit barcode removed, which is one of the clearings that Creation Light Ship offers, why would my spirit want to be with me or help me while here on Earth, living here?
Well, your spirit is not going to leave after you have that clearing. It can only leave here when ascension time occurs. So that's basically it. So the spirit barcode disconnects you from the darkness energy, from the aliens that are going to steal your spirit at ascension time, and or steal your spirit if you had a death process. So let's just say that you're listening today and you had the barcode done for yourself. Or let's just say you did it for one of your relatives that are maybe in the hospital that maybe will be passing on, we'll say, in a couple of weeks, okay? So you say, gee, I don't want them to get stuck into their forced reincarnation loop here to be stolen. So you do the spirit barcode on them, and when their physical body no longer lives, then the light ship will take the spirit that was in that body and it will put it to the home base energy. So basically would have a early ascension. For yourself, you have to live out your lifetime here until the ascension time occurs. We're just assuming that it's going to be in your lifetime, which more than likely it will be. But your spirit's not going to be taken out of here after you do the clearing, because it's with you to help your body. But it allows you so that you're not going to be stuck here or being stuck on some parallel dark side planet that looks like the Earth here and being lost forever in the Beyondo. So I hope I answered that question properly for you. I hope it's understood. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so a lot of people are wondering, and I got this through an email, about what are we all part of? Like, a lot of people really feel like they want to belong to a group, and maybe that's some of the programming that we've had here, you know, religion, they're all groups, or even the so-called New Age, you know, doing all these things in groups. Maybe it's also got to do with our soul family. So basically, what are we if we don't belong to a group? Is what one of the questions.
Okay. What happens is that groups are connected into the mass mind matrix of the darkness. So this is how they hold people in a holding pattern of consciousness. And so when you're in a group mind, you are recycling between one another, like courting people, the same information. And that same information will be self-validating. So you do have a self-fulfilling prophecy each time, and you may have the validation of other people's experiences in that group. But you're still hooked up to the darkness mind matrix. And that mind matrix energy could be from your soul family. It could be from the group that you're in. It could be the organization, because each one of these particular situations will have its own agenda. So there are people that belong to secret societies. In fact, if you happen to know of one, I would run. Don't walk away from it, okay? Just run. Anything about mystery schools, run away, because you're getting trapped into an old mindset. And that mindset is going to keep you here in that belief system. Now, let's just say that you go to an organization that you know nothing about, or you just have the interest. Just by going into that door and connecting to the people there, you are bringing upon yourself all of the energy, maybe for 100,000 years to you, even though you're only in there for maybe 1 hour of time, and you're hooked up. This is why you have to be very careful about, like, mystery schools and sacred teachings and sacred knowledge and having mind control transmissions sent to you. You know, I've heard about people who've had metatronic energies. They'll have certain transmissions, we'll say, using that word, being sent to them maybe once a week at a certain time. And they sit down and they meditate for maybe 15 minutes or so. You're just hooked up to the darkness, and they're controlling you. And the aliens, you know, that's what their whole agenda is. It's to suck your energy out of your body. And if you notice the older practitioners that are out there that are doing these things, most of them don't live typically past the age of 60. All of a sudden they hit about 50, and they start to decline. And then you wonder, gee, if they're doing all this work with source energy, because naturally they're using Metatron or maybe Archangel Michael, how come they're getting sick? Why aren't they getting healings? Well, the dark side doesn't care about its ground crew. It'll eat you up, you know, completely, literally, and then they'll find somebody else to take over your job. So they don't care about you whatsoever. And that's just the way it works. Like I said, the light does not ever channel through anybody. And the reason is because it's a non-judgment. It cannot do that. And if it did do that, just by having something in print, it could change its meaning maybe after 5 to 10 years. And then people would have the wrong information. So this is why you must do the mind-to-heart drop to connect to your own spirit. And that's where you have your divinity. That's the only place it's ever going to be. You cannot get more light being brought to you. A practitioner cannot transmit light to you by going into a certain room and doing some ohms and bringing in some special maybe energy from the aliens to give you more light for attunements. All you're doing is hooked up to the darkness. So you already have it with you. This is the teachings of Jesus. Get back to the main fundamentals of what he taught you. Don't go outside of yourself. The kingdom is within. That's all you have to know. All you need is one book in your metaphysical library, one page, open it up, and it'll say, go within. And if you do have other books around in your library, you may want to burn them because those books are going to be carrying negative energy to you, and if you read anything on them, it can still be connected and cord you, and you may have a hard time getting out of that situation because you happen to still have the book. Don't give it away to a bookstore because you're going to be causing harm to somebody else. Just get rid of it and know that what you learned was what you needed to learn at the time, but do get out of that energy of darkness because it will suck everything out of you. And that's the way the dark side intends to use its energy against you because it doesn't want you to go inside. So the whole thing is to go inside of yourself, connect to your spirit, which is your source energy, and that's the basic teachings that we have here. Don't go outside of yourself. It's not very popular as far as the teaching because it's the truth. And the dark side wishes to give you all types of energies that will give you a lot of control of other things, other beings, and have dominion over other things, but the source energy does not do that. So the darkness will give you tricks, will give you manifestations, and the light does not do that whatsoever. So for a lot of people, being in the light does not satisfy them as far as their ego because the light cannot give you any kind of tools. All it can do is give you source energy. And in that itself gives you everything, but you have to drop into your heart to find it. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah. So I saw a question here, and I'm looking for it. But anyway, it was something about are there clearings, and I wanted to mention, yes, there are some clearings that do help you to get out of certain groups like your soul family. If you go to creationlightship.com and scroll down on the left-hand side, if you go below light infusion healings, you will see soul family disconnection clearing. And that's a really good one. There's also the God plane clearing if you want to get rid of other groups like religion and that sort of thing, if you've had those things going on in your life like most of us. So I wanted to see what else we could do here. I know we're coming up towards the end. But
yeah, I've got a question here from Pete here in Australia. So he has a very, very good question. See, normally the dark side wants you to ask people to have healings, okay? So you're asking the mind energy, because they're using their mind, if they want to have a clearing. Is the darkness going to want to have a clearing? Probably not. So don't ever ask anybody if they wish to have a clearing. The spirit that you have inside of your body and their body will always accept a healing from the light. So you don't need to ask anybody to get their permission to do a healing, because the light is light. Now, for darkness energies, yeah, you may want to ask somebody, do you want to be tied into darkness? Do you want to be tied into the alien timelines? You'd probably say, oh, I don't know. Maybe I might, maybe I may not, you know. But when you ask the person consciously, you're asking their mind. You're not asking their spirit. And the mind is not going to want to get rid of darkness. So the person may tell you, no, I don't want to have that done to me. So You can do any clearing on the website if you choose to help somebody because it works through their spirit. It does not work through the mind. Remember, all the clearings on the website is to get rid of the darkness and the mind energy from everybody. So when you have a clearing, we're dealing with darkness to get it cleared out of you so your spirit can become more integrated into your body. And this is what these clearings are. This is what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago. He was known for healing you, clearing you from your sins. The sins is your genetic programming. This is what he was doing so that people could do ascension because your physical body has to have the spirit integrated completely into the body for the ascension process. This is what he came to do, to teach how to do ascension. Did the Egyptians know about that? There's people who want to go to the Egyptian mystery schools. Of course not. They didn't know about this here. They're trying to get hooked up to aliens, maybe going back to the original source of the aliens, not to do the ascension. So all the information that I have heard about, that people talk about, are strictly about being hooked up to some other life force energy other than the true light, and this energy is going to take you sideways. So you don't want to get trapped into old energies from the past, the old mystery schools, because remember, you're still stuck here because you probably had those mystery schools back then. You probably joined them. So if you had any type of reincarnation, it's because you lost out on ascension. And this is what this is about here. This program on BBS Radio is to get the darkness out of you so you can leave here. And that's the whole process. This is what Jesus taught 2,000 years ago. It's very, very simple. So the whole thing is to get empowered in yourself, get your spirit connected to you, and to get rid of the darkness out of your body so your spirit can live more inside of your body. And just part of that, the first process is to go to your heart so you can become heart-centered. That does not connect your spirit to your body, okay? That only goes to your heart. That's like kindergarten, okay? You need to do that first. And then from there you have to work on your physical body so that your densities inside of you, your genetic codings that carry all the darkness of judgment, which is why you're having situations now in this lifetime, you want to get that released from you so your spirit can come and join your body. Remember, when you're first born, you were in your body 100%, typically. And are you there now 100%? No, just look at people. Their eyes are glossed over. They don't have the glow of a little child. That's what Jesus talked about. You have to be innocent like a child. Well, that's what he's saying. You have to get rid of your judgments. In a baby, they don't have any judgments until they start, you know, having to deal with life here. So that's the basic thing. You want to get rid of the stuff out of your body, the darkness, which all of your ancestors gave you, so you could be, you know, living here with 100,000 years of gunk, and you need to get that released from you. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Jane is asking if we can feel ascension energy, and I know that's what you do on your 8-hour calls, which you have one tomorrow. So if somebody want to come on that one with you, Ron, can they just email you at creationlightship@yahoo.com?
Yeah, that's correct. I'll be checking my emails about an hour before the 8-hour call tomorrow, which starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time. So, we'll bring in the ascension energy. I'll bring in two energies right now. I think we have enough time. I'm going to bring in the energy of the ascension energy that Jesus used and had from the light ship 2,000 years ago. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So kind of enjoy that there. Just feel the energy. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So how does that feel, everybody?
You're feeling the
energy. It feels nice to me.
Feels really good here, Ron.
Okay, I'm going to bring in the energy that is still in the manifestation mode, and it could be more than what I'm going to be giving you right now. But this is what the light ship has created so far up to this moment for the ascension process. So this will be the ascension energy partly through its manifestation for what's coming up, whenever that's going to be in this future, okay? So here we go. This is the new ascension energy that you could be feeling, we'll just say ascension is within 10 years from now, and we'll bring you what the Lightship has created up to this point for that, okay? Remember, the ascension energy has to connect to every part of light, and so it does change through the manifestations of light, and it has to connect through everything. So I'm going to bring in what they have had up to this moment, okay? So here it comes. And this will also work on the archives. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So that would be the new energy of ascension. That would be in the now for this current 2,000-year ascension point. So, Annika, back to you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm just enjoying that here. This is really, really, Lisa is saying, very electric and peaceful. Pauline says, I love my Jesus Ascension charged divine picture I bought from the website. Thank you, Pauline. Lots of comments. So, yeah, it's great how everybody's feeling so good. That's a great, great one. And since so many of us are going to go to bed, Ron, is this, are you going to keep this on, or do you want to do... Want to do something to help with sleep after this, or are you going to keep this?
Yeah, it's up to you people. I'll probably bring in peace energy, okay? Because that would probably be a more complete energy for you. And we are having, thank you, Pauline, on January 1st, we're going to be bringing in the new upcoming Ascension Energies, which will be a little more than what we have right now. We'll be doing it month by month, so you can actually experience that. So that'll be January 1st on a conference call. So here we go. And I think the cost on that is going to be $20 for everybody. So it'll probably be a call that I think is about 3 hours in length. So just kind of stay tuned for that. We'll be talking about that next month here. So here we go. Bringing in peace energy through the light beam. So stronger, 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 stronger. This will give you peaceful sleep. Stronger, 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 and we'll give it some more energy here. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, everybody. So,
okay.
Blessings to all of you, I guess. Our next program on BBS will be at 4 o'clock Pacific time on Monday. And hopefully you'll be with us tomorrow for our 8-hour body rejuvenation where we get rid of the alien parasitic life forms. If you're new to the program and you don't know what they are, then just go to the go to the creationlightship.com website. On the very top, there's a drop-down box there. Click on it, and there's a couple of BBS programs that we have done this clearing, I think like in 2008, so you can actually get a clue of what's inside of you and what leaves you and how much better you're going to feel. So this is what's needed to get rid of these things out of your body. They can cause many, many types of illnesses that are known and unknown to us. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful evening. Enjoy the peace energy. and leave the light being up if you wish. You can leave it up all night if you want on your screen, and it'll give you peace energy. So thank you, Annika, for coming on tonight.
Yeah, thanks,
we'll see everybody
Ron.
Later. So blessings to all of you. Have a
blessings.
Wonderful evening.